From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States considers stepped-up military action against Islamic State. The Obama administration is set to step up military pressure on Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. prepared to move additional resources is prepared to do that to Iraq when notified.
The United States is prepared to assist the Iraqi army with additional unique capabilities to help them finish the job, including attack helicopters and accompanying advisors, if circumstances dictate and if requested by Prime Minister Abadi.
Carter told lawmakers the fight against the militant group could use more help from other countries around the world. He added that the U.S. has asked about 40 countries for more contributions, including special operations forces and weapons. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations will meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. Russian foreign minister told Russia's RIA news agency Moscow will use the meeting to call for what he called an intensification of joint efforts against terrorism. The U.S. and Russia have struggled to find common ground as they carry out separate military campaigns in Syria, where the civil war has killed more than 250,000 people. Most U.S. airstrikes have targeted the Islamic State extremist group, while the Russian bombs have mostly hit other Syrian rebel groups, including some backed by the West. The U.S. State Department confirmed the Friday meeting, saying Washington's delegation will be led by Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson. The meeting will focus on efforts to forge a political transition and on the framework and architecture for a ceasefire, said a State Department spokesman. This is VOA.